When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Rosecast, the number one Bachelorette recap podcast, hosted by male and racial best friend duo. Another episode of a bad season. I'm not going to beat around the bush, AB. There's no saving it at this point.
Well, I think you have two seasons going on here. One's good, one's bad. But we don't see a lot of the good season.
Both seasons are half seasons, so even the good one is like, it feels thin. It feels a little thin.
Agreed. Yeah.
I don't know what the storyline with Rachel here is. What's the arc? What's the end game here? Because so far it's been about rejection and her being too distraught by that rejection to focus on the guys who are there. So when she does end up with Tino, I don't know, spoilers, but you know, it's looking like Tino,
yeah.
Will it seem to you, the viewer, and AB specifically, like it will be, oh, Tino was there for me, he got me through this, and that's how I know he cares? Or will it seem like this whole experience was awful, but Tino's my favorite among the guys who didn't abandon me? That's how everything seems to be framed right now.
It's hard to buy into her story right now with how much negativity's going on with it.
What's the best possible outcome?
I don't know. We're too far along in the season to have a good outcome, probably.
A satisfying outcome. I think she'll end up with Tino or whoever and get engaged and all that. But the story along the way, the journey, if you will, is a bummer.
The journey is a bad time. I'm having a bad time watching her story.
It's not.
And
fun.
I understand stuff has happened. It's making for a bad watch.
As with almost all of my critiques of the show, it's rarely the entire fault of the person on the screen.
No, of course not. Okay.
Anyway, episode 5. We start on the Virgin Cruise, and I mention that because we have some insider cruise ship knowledge in the mailbag. Stick around. And specific to potentially this voyage.
This ship or this particular voyage?
A little bit of both. Not this ship specifically, but the well, how do I say that? Long story short, AB, they rented the whole thing out. Confirmed. We'll get to it in the mailbag.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Anyway, they're in Bruges, Belgium.
The tricky part for us is going to be with half of the show being unenjoyable, making this podcast enjoyable somehow. It's going to be tough. Let's see if we can do it. Stay tuned.
We're the real victims here. Rachel's guys, quick refresher. Logan
doesn't want to be on Rachel's team anymore.
Nope.
He wants to move a couple floors up onto Gabby's floor.
We'll make it funny. I got some good analogies later.
Okay.
He wants to switch to Gabby. This is after he accepted the rose from Rachel at the end of last episode. We wondered how it would play out. Group date card is Tino, Zach, Meatball, Ethan, Tyler, and Logan. And Logan announces, I got mixed feelings about this being on the group date card.
Do you think it would have been better or worse to have him get a one-on-one here?
Entertainment wise?
Yeah, for us.
Oh, yeah, one-on-one would have been hilarious.
Him that, showing I up mean, to the one-on-one and and breaking up with her at the one-on-one?
Yeah, probably at the dinner portion.
You want to really send her to
wait
spiral?
Till the dinner portion. Get all the, get all the waffles and chocolate you can eat. And then once that's done, I don't really want to be in the church and we'll head out. Yeah. I wanted to say something about Logan's announcements. He's always making these statements. Yeah. He needs to work on his teasers. He's always like hinting at something, but not being specific enough, so people just ignore it.
He wasn't specific enough at all. He says he has mixed feelings getting this group date card. The other guys think he's talking about just group dates in general. Group dates suck. I'd rather, I wish I got the
one-on-one.
That's
one-on-one,
what they're
man.
Thinking he's saying. But no, he's talking about mixed feelings about even being on this portion of the show anymore.
I got something to get off my chest. All right. Any care to elaborate?
You gonna say anything else?
Is that it? So Logan visits Rachel's living quarters. The roses you've been giving me? Big fan. What an honor. Love those roses.
Honored. Honored.
But he's been feeling anchored.
Wow.
Down by something.
Anchored.
A little nautical pun.
little cruise ship.
Cruise ship
humor.
Cruise ship humor. And that anchor is a longing for Gabby. I'm not sure. He seemed to be talking like Christian Bale in Batman here. I don't know if he picked up on that. I guess we haven't heard him talk enough to know what his voice is, but he was like
brooding.
Then you're gonna love me. Yeah, he's brooding. This is a brooding Logan.
He mentions that he thought at the beginning of the night he was gonna get the rose from Gabby. It's hard continuing knowing about that connection with Gabby from the first night,
yeah,
or
that,
second
that
night, whatever night it was.
Group date early, yeah.
Says he still was having reservations and feelings for Gabby, and I'm going to have to step away from pursuing things with you.
You know, he might have gotten that rose from Gabby. If you go back to that, on that group date, episode two, he made out with both of them.
Yeah.
Gabby said to the camera, I'm interested in Logan too. Mm-hmm. Didn't say that to Rachel that we saw. We assume she did. I mean, it's not unreasonable to think that him getting that rose was a possibility.
Rachel and Gabby talked after he had made a connection with both of them, and they came to the decision, or maybe more so Gabby took a step back, that Gabby wasn't going to pursue him any longer. That was
Gabby
the
conceded
situation.
It's not worth the conflict at this point.
Not worth it.
Yep.
Now, some would argue in that moment where the guy likes both of them, maybe they should have done like a three-way conversation and decided maybe they should have brought him in and
your
his
job
feelings.
Interview.
It seems like by making the decision for him, that opens yourself up to this happening later, right?
Yeah.
Because they didn't, he obviously had a connection with both of them. He kissed them both and they made the decision for him that Rachel will be the one pursuing him. That left
Indeed.
The door open for Logan to have continued feelings, or maybe all along liked Gabby more.
Probably.
It left that open by not talking to him. Just going to say that.
The two lead system appears to have some flaws.
Yeah, it's got some flaws.
And some stressors, some cracks.
Got some flaws, yeah.
Rachel seemed less shocked and more just annoyed. You know, here we...
Yeah.
Wedding singer. Things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday after his fiance stood him up at their wedding. One of the great films, if you haven't seen it. So for those of you who had the under, we have a lead crying and wanting to quit the show 8 minutes into the episode.
The
potentially
first,
a new record.
First scene, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. More, before the first break, one of the leads is not, doesn't want to be here anymore.
Doesn't want to be here.
What a season.
She said, you accepted so many roses from me. I appreciate you telling me, but I wish you would have told me sooner. Logan tries to flatter a little bit, like,
wow,
I'm
can't
so
believe
dumb
I'm even
doing,
getting roses from you.
I'm so dumb doing something like this to someone like you. I'm a fool. And she's not trying to hear that,
no,
obviously.
No.
Not interested.
I would say two roses I would not classify as so many. If we only count the roses that he accepted from her as commitment roses.
Are there two? Did he give her two? Did she get
two?
Or two from... Was he one that already had... You know when they did the whole big rose ceremony. Both of them had the podiums and everyone was turning down Rachel. Mm-hmm. Did he have a rose at that moment or was
he
part of...
No, I went back
of,
and checked.
He got he the one. Rose? He took one from her.
So okay. That's one. And then the cruise then ship first rose one. Was two. Yeah.
Okay, so two roses.
I don't count... What I'm saying is I don't count the group date rose he accepted from her as a commitment rose because at that point it was still... everyone is free to explore
everything.
Both.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. So two roses were accepted under the assumption...
With those terms.
And Jesse specifically said something about don't accepting a rose if you're not interested in this person. And other people did not accept a rose.
Yeah.
Right?
Which I would argue was dumber than what Logan did. That was a tactical error. You can't get back.
But
we'll get
like... Okay, yeah, we can get into it.
We'll do a whole Logan debrief, I think, after the recap.
Okay, let's keep going then.
So, Rachel, the group date in Bruges.
Well, Rachel is crying again. I wanted to have a quote from her. Everyone is going to leave at some point. They should all just leave. I don't want to do this anymore. Those are bad quotes.
Tough way to open the episode.
Tough quotes. Everyone's going to leave me.
Based on the duration of this feeling from her, that she is a failure, everyone is rejecting me, no one wants to be with me. Based on the duration, I am confident in saying they are not trying to, behind the scenes, adjust that perspective.
Oh, no. They're letting her, they want her to spiral.
Yes, this is what the goal is. That's what I'm wondering, what's the point of this? Why are you doing that?
If anything, the producers are helping with the spiral.
Yeah, geez, that's another. How many
Man,
is that
this
now?
Is
five?
Tough. This Whoa. Is really tough. Wow.
Wow. Nobody's ever gotten shut down like this as a lead. In your position, this doesn't
as
usually happen.
The lead?
Oh, I mean, here's a tissue.
I remember a couple in the history of the show, but it's only a couple. Yeah.
I mean, not even Juan Pablo. Like, Juan Pablo's laughing at you.
Not even close to one a season.
That's what they're saying.
And this is now five or six? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Could not Jeez. Be me.
Yeah. Well, glad I'm not in your shoes. As the Bachelorette. Anyway, the group date. I thought we were going to get some chocolate wrestling, but they did not bother. I just wanted to point out here that one of the guys gave the other one a jackhammer.
Okay,
they were doing pro wrestling moves. It's a real jackhammer.
Hold up. I'd like to pump the brakes on the wrestling for a second. What was going on here? Do we have any listeners from the area?
Is this what they do
they
in Bruges?
I would expect if you do wrestling in chocolate, I would expect like... mud wrestling, so it's like real, you're kind of wrestling, trying to pin each other. These guys were doing sports entertainment wrestling. They were doing suplexes. They were doing moves. Was this an entertainment? Like, was this a scripted match in chocolate? Is that something that happens places?
Well, yeah, because I feel like the other guy had his legs straight up. You have to play along to, like,
they were doing
a two-way street.
They were doing good moves to each other in a scripted setting. Is that something? I've never seen that before. Like, we're going to do mud wrestling, but it's going to be script. Like, we're going to do body slams and stuff to each other.
I wish we had Kenny. So, cut to
one
Rachel.
One of them did a fake clothesline. Did a clothesline to the other one. What is this genre of wrestling?
Yeah, really. What is what's the name
this?
Of this? It's not dudes
on?
Playing around in chocolate sauce. It's
no.
Something more sophisticated.
It is. Is there some sort of organization?
CWF. Yeah. Chocolate Wrestling Federation. Okay, so cut to Rachel crying alone in her room. She doesn't want to go on the group date. 2 weeks before hometowns, apparently.
Yeah.
Caught me by surprise.
News to me.
If they're saying 2 weeks, then it's probably 4 days. So we're on
2 weeks before hometowns.
This thing is driving off a cliff. She feels like a failure as the Bachelorette. Says as much to Jesse.
Jesse shows up. I thought this was a kind of save the season for Rachel moment for Jesse. It's time to pull out the big speech.
This was his big moment as the
this was it
host. Probably would have been more useful to have Caitlin and or Tayshia around, but beggars can't be choosers. I thought Jesse did a fine job. I also don't think, from headlines I've seen, Caitlin is not a fan of how this is going at all.
I did
see
that.
You could surmise that she would not play along. as much as Jesse would play along with this format. So maybe that's why they picked him. Anyway, she does mention she should not be feeling this sad, and I just noted, take it up with the folks behind the cameras. Take it up with the people in the room. The phone call is coming from inside the house here, Rachel. It's these people. They're not your friends.
This is not your friend, and Jesse certainly is not your friend.
No.
I think this may continue to happen. So she's saying she's afraid more people are going to quit down the road or change teams. Mm. How can I not expect it to keep happening at this point? I keep having really bad days, and I feel like I keep getting dealt bad cards. These cards are being dealt to you again by your supposed
dealer,
confidants, your friends.
Who's the dealer?
Who is the dealer?
Logan
of these cards?
The dealer? He's sitting at the table.
It's the producers. Logan's not the dealer. Yeah, Logan's not the dealer.
Back on the group date, I thought an all-time cancellation line from Jesse. I burst out laughing when he said this.
Well, do you want to say what Jesse said here? I thought he did pretty good. Jesse's speech to save the season, you cannot be the perfect bachelorette.
To save the season.
You can't be the perfect bachelorette. Important to remember that.
For the record.
All you can do, well, when I say save the season, I mean make sure the lead doesn't quit.
Yeah, which was possible.
Which was on the
table. She called one of her
on the table.
Helicopter pilot friends to pick her up from the helipad and they just get out of there.
All you can do is make the best decisions in real time based off your intuition. Jesse says the goal is to fall in love and find someone that will get down on one knee, and that is totally still in play. And I agree.
It's possible. That is a
still in play.
Potential outcome.
Just to remember, there's other people here. She's probably
that want to be with you.
She's focused too much on the bottom. Like if she had a power rankings, I feel like she's focused on the bottom portion of her power. Like all your top guys are still very into
you
and have not wavered. It's the guys that haven't had a group or a one-on-one date.
And
are probably at the bottom. So,
yeah,
that was a pretty good speech. And I thought it kind of calmed Rachel down a little bit.
Quality, not quantity. That should be the focus here. Who cares about these other guys leaving? Yeah. Anyway, she decides not to. It actually didn't work at all. Because she didn't go to the group.
She had to cancel it.
The funny thing about the shutting the studio down joke, which is from Chappelle's show, probably 15 years ago, making the band skit, is the fact that Diddy shut the studio down multiple times for various reasons as like a punishment to DaBand and delivered the news with increasing seriousness, which is what Jesse is unknowingly doing now. He's like, guys, you're never going to believe. There's no easy way to say this. Rachel is canceled the group date, which never happens. So I thought that was what a moment. I don't know why they didn't let him hang out. No reason to send him back to the ship. They got the
whole day ahead of you.
I would say
enjoy yourself,
3 hours
fellas.
To roam around the town.
Yeah.
We're not going to be. If I'm Jesse, what do you guys want to do?
Group date's canceled. We're done shooting for until tonight. We'll see if she lets us. But what do you guys want to do?
We got the whole day. We can hang out, whatever you want to do. I'm up for anything. Okay, now it's time for the Logan segment. He just got done telling Rachel he wants to pursue Gabby. Great scenes with him looking in the mirror like, what am I going to do? So he's at Gabby's quarters, the new Logan. No more Batman voice. Bruce Wayne now. Suave. This was actually almost, the difference was like Urkel and... What's cooler?
Stefan Urkel.
Yeah, he was like, baby, I was on fire that first night. What'd you make of this? And Gabby's reaction.
Gabby's first question is, how'd she take it?
Gabby's your friend.
You want
Gabby on your side.
Say what you want about this season. Gabby and Rachel... generally, well, not so much Rachel anymore, but up until this season, or up until this episode, I would have said these two are really here to support each other.
Yeah.
And Gabby continued that. How'd she take it? Logan's like, not good. She canceled.
Well, how do you think, Gabby?
How do you think it went?
Given all the context of the previous...
You're caught up to speed with what's been going on, right? You were at that rose ceremony?
Roses where they should turn them down.
You saw that, right?
Yeah, she did not... take this
she didn't
excitedly.
Take Obviously not well. But then Gabby says, I'm going to be straight up with you. You were the only one who we had some overlap. When you kissed both of us, I had feelings. But then feelings. I totally stepped away because they were both into him. So the feelings
not because she
were
wasn't
there.
Interested, not because Gabby was out on him. But
she said she had feelings. In this moment, what did you think the outcome was going to be?
I thought Gabby was going to leave, talk to Rachel, and then say, sorry, Logan, that's that.
Mm.
Because Gabby has, that's what I really thought, because Gabby has Nate and Eric.
Yeah. And she's
loyal.
I didn't
think she would take him back. Yes, exactly. I thought that would be the big, like, team Gabby-Rachel moment.
I thought she was going to take him back after talking to Rachel and Rachel giving her the okay. That's what I thought. That's what I wrote here. I thought it was going to happen.
Yeah.
That's not what happened.
Rachel that we saw did not give her the okay.
That's not what happened.
No. It's the opposite.
What happened, I wouldn't have expected to happen.
Gabby and Rachel are talking. Stunned face from Gabby when she learned that Rachel didn't even go to their group date. Like, she didn't even know that was possible.
Stunned.
Like,
we can just do that?
I might pull that one out.
Yeah.
So Rachel mentions to Gabby, and this was the phrase, Logan came in and dumped me for another bachelorette. Like, this is, I feel humiliated. This is humiliating. And as a viewer, what I've noticed is that a consistent theme in the way that Rachel describes these breakups, she doesn't seem upset that the guys she's interested in are not reciprocating her feelings. She's not upset that she liked Logan.
It's more embarrassment.
It's more like embarrassed that I'm a lead and people are defecting.
Yeah.
She's more upset like, oh, the resume is starting to get ugly here. She's not upset about the prospect of losing life partners, potentially. As a viewer, I'm like, it's frustrating because it's like you have Tino, you have Zach, you have Avon. Who cares if the scrubs won out? Keep it moving. This is like KCP going to Genie Bus and being like, I demand a trade. Okay.
Peace out.
Don't let the door hit you.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just let you walk. It'd be easier for us. Of course, like we said, they want her to feel this way. This is by design. But that's why this season, to me, is frustrating as a viewer, because there's... Rachel's got a lot of good stuff going on.
I agree.
Some great options.
I do think it's probably tough to get dumped. Straight dumped.
Unprecedented position she's in. No question.
But she probably could do a better job of seeing the big picture here.
The big picture.
That's probably easier said than done. Easier for us to say than her to actually do it. She's getting roses after roses thrown back in her face.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in this
tossed.
Rose. Three people basically eliminated, self-eliminated.
Yeah, they'd rather not be on the show.
I can understand why she's a little sensitive to that type of stuff right now.
Yes.
But
agree.
I also agree with what you're saying. You still have like six people here, including all your top guys and all the ones you've given one-on-ones to. Mm.
The future is bright. The way I say this for Rachel is the future is bright. Everyone who isn't here for you is gone now.
And
I'm confident in saying that.
Yeah, I'm confident with that too. Well, yeah. Yeah. Besides Meatball. But the other thing to think about,
Meatball is her
big picture thinking. Big picture thinking is you have to do less breaking up with other people, which sucks.
Yeah, that's
she's not realizing that. This is you would have eventually had to get rid of Logan anyways, so
yeah. This was a segment for me where I soured a little bit. And
I feel like you were soured last week.
Oh, I'm talking about on Rachel.
Oh, so okay.
Because I can't blame this situation. I can't blame this portion of the episode on production or the structure. She says, I hope Gabby sends him home. She says he's not trustworthy. She says he strung me along for weeks, which I consider kind of a stretch, and I'll get into that later. But to say, I hope Gabby sends him home.
I didn't remind that.
The viewer, she gave Hayden, remember Rachel's reaction to Gabby crying and saying, Hayden called me rough around the edges?
Yeah.
She acted like she was going to go rough Hayden up. She was like, let me at
him.
Then
she gave him a rose.
Then she gave him a rose.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear the unified front stuff anymore, because that doesn't seem to be an even partnership.
This was the first time I also turned a little bit because I thought she should have. Gabby came to her and said, "I have feelings for Logan." And Rachel did not. She wasn't the friend to Gabby like Gabby's been to Rachel this whole time. Gabby stepped aside earlier for Logan. Now, basically the same situation, except it's an easier situation because you've already been turned down by Logan. All you have to do is say, "I support your decision to see how things go with Logan."
Yeah.
But she didn't do that. I was surprised to see that.
It was more like Logan's a scumbag, liar, untrustworthy. Yep.
And I don't want her to give him a rose. And she did not provide her. She didn't provide Gabby an easy path. Like, she made it harder on Gabby to move forward with Logan. And I'm actually surprised she did.
Yep. This format is unfair to the both of them.
Agreed. Yeah.
Rachel group date, nighttime. She announces to the group, just five guys here, that Logan told her she's interested in Gabby, and then says, like, Coach Carter. She had a little Coach Carter moment. She's like, "Anybody else want to walk out that door? Anybody else want to quit? Tell me now."
I was just watching Coach Carter the other day, and here's the numbers, Rim. He said 1,000.
Yeah. No, don't tell me.
He said 1,000 in 1,000 push-ups. That's what Cruz had to do to get back on the team.
And he did it.
1,000. Well, the team.
Yeah, came together. Spoiler.
The team came together. 1,000 sit-ups. I was actually going to do the math, but I forgot. I was going to see.
I feel like
I could figure out how many miles that would be.
Easy.
Pretty easily. But that's great. Just watch that movie. It holds up. I'll say that.
I'm sure it does.
It holds up.
Ty Crane, the next LeBron James. Actually, he's the only Ty Crane, if you ask him. Okay, Ethan one-on-one time. There was a lot of brief one-on-one times here. Ethan likes seeing her smile, making her happy.
Ethan got the first pull. Pulled her first.
Ethan got the first pull.
There
are people who want to be here for her.
You want here for you? It's Ethan.
Well, is that what you're interested in? I don't know. I've never seen him talk before. Like, this was our first interaction.
I like this first conversation. I like Ethan. I want to see him do good. And I think he got his first kiss here. He was checking in on her. He's the first one to pull her.
Yeah.
You know, really. Really set the tone for the rest of the night.
Set the tone. I don't think that was their first kiss. That was the first kiss we've seen.
First kiss we've seen, for sure. Yeah.
Tino time. Champagne for the top dog. Tino takes a little different approach.
Yeah.
He says, "Listen,
this is bullshit.
I missed you and we didn't get to hang out today and I want to marry you."
They were doing
basically
awesome.
His vibe.
We could have had a good time watching that chocolate entertainment wrestling.
Yeah.
That would have been fun to do together.
Could have made some memories.
But you're focused on Logan, who you don't care about. I'm still here. I was on the group date. I should be number one.
You should have seen my outfit today.
Who cares?
I put on thinking, I hope Rachel likes this belt.
He said, "I actually was really hurt." And when you're in a relationship, a healthy relationship, you both need to explain your feelings. So he wanted to tell her how he was feeling. He was feeling hurt that she canceled the group date because of one other guy.
You know, Tino is far and away the number one contender, in my view. And not for Rachel that we know of.
For Gabby,
or not for Gabby. Yeah. A lot of it on this show, the contenders act as if they treat their relationship as if it's already very serious.
Yeah.
And the things Tino was saying here was like, as if they were in a long-term exclusive relationship, which just kind of scoots you along further.
Yep.
Anyway, rapid fire. Meatball got some time, I guess. Tyler got a little makeout in the light room. Zach, much taller than I thought. I thought Zach was stocky for some reason. Guy's like 6'4". Towered over Rachel.
I think Rachel is really short, though. Because I think Gabby towers over Rachel.
Yeah.
They do a fun little thing almost every season. Someone does this where they let the lead just yell. And it always works.
It usually is a big moment. I feel like Susie and Clayton did that, maybe.
I feel like it's a big moment. Yeah. You just yell. Get everything out. A good yell, it's going to do good for you.
There's no research that we know of. Rachel gives the rose to Tino. Top dog Tino.
Top dog. Yep.
Zach's peeved. Anything else on this date?
I wrote here, it's over. Tino. It's a Vince Carter, a wrap. Mm.
It would not be if she gave the rose to Zach. Then it becomes kind of a two-horse race, maybe.
No.
This was pretty even date, too, but it seems to be just like overwhelmingly in favor of Tino right now. Let's take a quick break.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Gabby group date, daytime. Cruise around the boats.
Good vibes over here. Gabby, yeah. We're on the Gabby part of the episode. Wow.
Things are going
different. Different music. It's a little brighter. Yeah. Okay.
Heaven on earth in that waffle shop, AB. With the whipped cream and the dispenser. Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, that's fun
holy
time.
Cow. I would love to just take over a Belgium waffle shop for a day. Just me and you in a waffle shop doing the same type of stuff.
Yep. Soccer against a group of kids.
Yeah, they're having fun. This is good vibes.
This is fun. Everybody's
Gabby
having fun.
Group. Gabby's having a great season. Unfortunately, we're not getting to see most of it.
Did you see the end credits? Gabby had a hilarious moment with the guy who
was
at
the end credits.
This game they did, the
fish slap?
The slap fish game.
Yeah.
She had a great moment with that guy. They kissed. It was hilarious.
What do you mean they kissed?
She was like, they did the rock, paper, scissors, and then he won. And then he's like, about to slap you with this fish. And she didn't want to do that. So she was like, actually, I'll just kiss you. And he's like, all right, I'm down for that. So
on the lips?
Gave him a smooch. I think it was on the lips. It's very funny.
And then she pretended
like
guy?
Yeah. And then she pretended like him and her were going to go run off. It was
that sounds funny.
Very funny. Yeah. Classic Gabby moment. I wish we saw more of them. But yeah, they were doing the rock, paper, scissors with the fish slapped. It was funny.
Yeah. I like this. Everybody's having a great time.
No tension either. My takeaway from this, or maybe it's just a thought that popped in at the time, but I think Nate is currently Gabby's number one.
That's fair to say.
But down the line, they will get into the reality of her becoming an instant parent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we haven't touched
always,
on that again.
The rubber meets the road at some point.
Yep.
And that, I feel like, might be the thing that is a tiebreaker with Eric or whoever. But so far they are wanting us to think it's Nate so they can use the Nate heartbreak and maybe parlay him into a bigger role, another run on another show.
Okay.
Yes. What were you going to ask?
Who do you even think's number two for her?
I'll go down to my power rankings. No spoilers.
Okay.
I think Eric is number two. And then you got Jason. You got Johnny.
Jason snuck a kiss during this fish game and I didn't see her kiss back.
Oh.
They did rock, paper, scissors, Notable. And he's like, in America, we do this. And then he went in for the kiss, and I thought she didn't want to kiss him in front of other people. That's a vibe I got. Just something for you to note.
I do know that because I also noted that Jason was not a part of the cocktail ceremony, cocktail hour party segment later.
Mm.
There was no Jason footage.
No, yeah.
Jason falling down my power rankings?
Just something to note.
Mm. Gabby group date, nighttime. Logan, Titantron entrance theme, strolls up.
Sup, fellas?
Yeah, he was just like, fellas?
Sup, fellas? I'm here.
You know what it is?
Interesting thing he said. Gabby said I should come here.
His thing was like, it sounded Gabby like it was written by a publicist. He said something about like, we have a shared vision or something. And I got word today, you know, her people told my people that she wants me to have a chance now. It was a weird Logan thing, as usual.
When Logan moved out of Rachel's floor, do you think he was in limbo for a couple hours? What do you think the situation was there? They showed him packing up.
I feel like they had these little segments where he was alone in a room and wondering what's going to happen next.
So is there a Gabby floor, then a empty floor where producers and like Meatball stay, and then a Rachel floor?
I'm not sure they're on separate floors.
You think they're all next to each other?
They have separate hangout areas. They could be all next to each other. He could have stayed in the same room.
If you're saying that the whole cruise ship was rented out, you might as well just have them on separate floors.
Yeah, true.
Plenty of rooms.
He was probably in limbo then.
Limbo floor?
Yeah. go to this limbo room we reserve for people like you who are
going
to switch.
Someone comes there and says, Gabby wants you. Come on up. We got your room ready for you. Yeah. Upstairs.
Yeah, go hang out with these guys. We've seen it a million times. Lead lets someone come back.
It's always risky.
Well, because the group there is like,
what the fuck?
But you said your husband was in the room. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Technically,
if you've told us before that your husband, I can tell my husband's in this room, and then you bring someone else into the room, why did you do that? If you knew your husband was in here.
I thought it was me. I thought it was your husband. Gabby arrives. Hilarious description of how this happened. She was basically like, anyway, Logan's here. Pretty wacky. So, yeah, that's that. Let's move on.
Her toast was, let's make a toast to an amazing day, relationships flourishing, and still some to explore. Okay. Still some to explore.
Gabby's word of the episode was forging. I think she would say relationships are forging forward, but then one of the toasts, she said foraging, or it sounded like she said forging, and I couldn't help but think of like all the guys like searching for berries and stuff out in the forest. Okay, so Mario, pretty nice moment.
Yeah.
At the bar, the boys are grousing about Logan.
The guys were acting upset to each other, but then when it was time to put up or shut up, when Gabby yeah. came around, it was all like, all good. We're good with Logan being in here. So
that's a fair assessment.
They were all at different points together without Gabby talking about how this is bullshit. And then, but then when they got their yeah. one-on-one time, it almost makes me wonder if like they're trying to gas each other up to sabotage each other.
Oh,
maybe
reverse,
you know, Nate's in there talking about like, this is bogus to someone else, to Eric. Hoping Eric says something, because if someone says something, then you're on the outs.
Yeah.
But none of them actually said, they're all to Gabby, were like, we're cool with this. We're glad you brought, I think Nate said, I'm glad you brought him, because now I get to yeah. really see if you would pick me or something like that.
Yeah, I want to be chosen. You should explore.
I want to be chosen by you. I don't want you to have any doubts.
Which was the right thing to say. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if that was Nate's angle. He seems to be a sincere person while also having a good handle on how this all works, the show element of it.
Yeah.
Eric and Gabby had some time.
Well, Nate and Gabby first, they were going after it, and that needs to be noted.
These two make out pretty hard.
They do. We can't just gloss over that makeout. It was an extended makeout. Hands were all over the place.
I have a note about their makeouts later for some other segment. And I'm like, are you guys going to talk? It's getting to that point where it's like, okay, you got to talk at some point. If you only make out, you know, the foundation's not getting laid. You're falling behind, actually.
Their hands were in places that I would have blurred out. That's all I'm going to say.
Yep. Yeah. Eric and Gabby.
He basically says he's tired of group dates. I don't know. And then Gabby's like, yeah, it's tough having an early one-on-one date and then having to go on all these group dates, knowing you're not going to get another one-on-one date for a long time, which is understandable.
Quick convos.
Yeah.
The foundations of these relationships are not being established because the conversations are cut in half, maybe even more so.
Well, hopefully they are.
Due to the interlead drama stuff.
Hopefully they are, and we're just not seeing them.
Oh, that was from a viewer. I think they are. Okay. We're just not seeing it. Logan and Gabby. What did you make of Gabby's... I thought Gabby had a big statement here.
What'd she say? I missed it.
The premise of she didn't say show, but the premise of all this is to listen to your heart.
I did see this, never mind.
And to do it with integrity. Logan, she feels Logan listened to his heart with integrity. If you go back to how Rachel described Logan, I think Gabby was saying, I disagree about Logan's...
You think so?
...intentions and...
I mean, even by bringing him on, she's obviously disagreeing with her, but...
But to point out, like, wow, you did that the right way.
That's interesting. Some people would argue he did not do it the right way by accepting those roses.
Most notably, Rachel.
Most notably, Rachel. The other lead. Yeah.
So I just thought that was like, you kind of have your mind made up about what went down with Logan.
Yeah. Where do you sit?
I got a thing at the end. I like to say my big little like.
Let's do that at the end. Yeah. Stay tuned.
Nothing from Jason. Noted that.
Logan says he's going to make up for lost time and pursue Gabby fiercely.
Well, you know, I want to go out. Just take it easy. Just play. Don't rock the boat. Yeah. Just go along with it. Do what you can. Nothing from Jason, and Gabby offers the group date rose to Nate. Eric was kind of grumbling about this potentially being a waste of his time.
Eric seemed ready to spiral himself. A lot of people spiraling. Eric is, you know.
Maybe I'll hop over to Rachel. Maybe Eric's about to do one of those.
I got my eyes on Eric on a full spiral.
I would love for Eric to switch squads.
I don't think he's going to switch squads. I think he's going to leave. He said something like rankings wise, I don't know where I stand anymore. Rankings. When you're talking about rankings,
yeah,
that's not a good sign. He says, I don't want to be
bubble.
Here.
He's on the bubble. He's a bubble team.
8 more weeks only to lose is what he said. Something like that. It's like 8 more weeks. You're not going to, even if you win, you got you're not going to be here.
Everyone on the show is lying about the length of time.
Yeah. You're going to be on this cruise ship for 3 months. What are you talking about?
No, but he did say, I don't want to waste my time. So he was kind of like, start giving me roses, group day roses, or like, what am I doing here?
I think he's doing the power rankings in his head. He's talking about it, and he doesn't think he's high up on those power rankings anymore.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out on him.
And I also noted, I think Nate likes Gabby more than any other contestant likes their respective lead.
I agree. I also think Zach's near love here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on that.
We'll talk about that later, though.
Rachel and Avon, one-on-one date.
Whenever something happens, you're the first one I want to see. Rachel regarding Avon.
Hmm.
Just something to note, Rem. If someone is the first one you want to see when anything happens to you, that's
big. Yeah, that's big. Carriage ride says he's only there for her, which is relevant information at this point. That actually needs to be explicitly stated by everyone remaining.
Yep. Rachel said her main thing on this date is, I just want to know that it's a two-sided connection. That's really all she cares about at this point.
If the guy's into me, we're straight.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have had to drag me out of that chocolate store.
Yeah, crazy? You crazy? I'm going to be in every fucking little spot on that store. Nothing's getting by me.
I'd go through a roll of lactaids in this town.
That little chocolate shop looked good. Fill it up. Fill my backpack up.
Fill it up. Yeah. I treat booze like chocolates. I'm trick-or-treating. I got my pillowcase.
extra long.
Fill her
just
up.
Going around. Carried around like a Johnny Appleseed
with a big stick.
Got if all me and candy. You were on this show, you would not see another scene of us without chocolates. Just random chocolates. I'd have chocolates in my pockets at all times.
Have stains on my shirt at the cocktail
pulling
party.
Chocolates out at all times yeah. In the background. You'd see me eating chocolate.
Unwrapping, popping little. little mint drops. All right. The local culture segment. A veil, why not? Just put a veil on Rachel and kiss Haven so we could use that and zoom way in.
Kiss in front of these ladies who don't really know what's going on. I didn't know
they
what's going on.
They weren't paying attention.
No, they were grinding.
Yeah, they really
they were in the grind. It's like, all right, you two, here's your veil. They paid us for this. Now move. We got other orders to fulfill.
They had their heads down. When they did the wide shot of them kissing, all three of them were just knitting away. And then they kiss at the top of what I can only assume is the Empire State Building.
Yeah. Really high building.
Yeah. Beautiful. And the sun was beautiful.
Yeah.
Golden hour. Beautiful shot.
A lot of kissing on this date. Probably 5 separate makeouts in different locales.
Mm-hmm. To the nighttime portion. They discuss the day a little bit. She wants to know more about Avon. She doesn't know anything about Avon, is my guess. Which is reasonable.
That's fair to assume. Yeah.
Avon says his parents weren't together growing up, lived with his, if I understood this correctly, lived with his mom until he was 10.
Yep.
Then he moved in with his dad, didn't see his mom a lot growing up, high school, college, etc.
Barely got to talk to his mom anymore, he said.
Got close when he was older to make up for that time.
Yep.
My mom made a bracelet for me.
Rubber bracelet.
Which he offers to Rachel.
It's a lucky
Don't
bracelet.
Don't lose that shit, Rachel, is the first feeling I had.
He lets her take his lucky bracelet for a while because she needs it. You look like you could use a little luck.
That's a move.
That's a move.
That's a wise move.
That's a, that is a wise
situation.
Move. I always like when you give someone something valuable to you that they have to keep. And it'll always be a way for them to remember you. They'll be thinking about you. You know, when she walks
Maybe
in
she
after
wears
another
it too.
Day.
What if she wore that to the cocktail party?
What if she's
party?
Wearing
oh,
that?
Oh, boy.
What if she's wearing that? But even if she's not, I walk in after my group date. Wow. There's that.
This little thing. Put that on my
that
nightstand.
Little thing on my nightstand. I remember Avon. I get a good feeling about him whenever I
well,
see
and it's
it.
Not, it's not only a, here, take this.
Use it.
Or here you throw this away, Mitch Hedberg. But it's a, here, you need this. Given what's occurred,
you need this.
This will help you.
Yes. I loved the move.
It tied more thought into it than normal. It was great.
I loved the move by Avon.
It was great. So obviously, that's an instant rose.
Instant rose. Come on.
And they kiss under the fireworks outside. Quite the moment. She said she's almost falling for him.
Yeah. She could see herself falling in love with Avon and think she's almost there.
It went swimmingly this day, and Avon went from nothing to contender.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
Anything else about that date?
No, I don't think so.
Gabby's guys. I forgot about Johnny. Out of sight, out of mind. Wasn't thinking about him.
I forgot about him as well. Yeah. Yep.
If you don't show me the scene where the group date card is red and the one person who's not on it has that like, oh, moment.
I don't remember that person.
I don't remember who's on. I'm not going to be able to tell you who's on the group date.
Yeah.
Or the one-on-one. What'd you think of the daytime portion?
Go to a brewery. Seemed fun. Beer tasting. Yeah. And then a beer, made up beer spa? This doesn't exist. This thing doesn't exist, obviously. Obviously, we can both agree this does not exist. They had a room set up for a spa with beer stuff, which can't help you at all.
No.
Just to walk you through some of the activities, there was a beer bath. The card said, let the beer soak into your skin while rubbing off all the excess oils to cleanse your body. I think a beer would make me feel way worse.
Think about how like a bunch of beer cans smell when they're almost empty, but they all got some beer in it. And then they're just, you know, that's the worst smell in the world. So I'm not sure you'd want to soak your body in that
smell
substance.
That smell will linger for days. Yeah. I don't care how much you shower. It's in your,
gotta think it soaks into your hair as well.
When you have when you drink and then the next day, like you're hungover and the beer is just flowing through your pores and you smell like beer. Is that what you want? Why would I want this in my pores? What are you talking about? I would,
having said that,
decline.
This stuff is probably a huge moneymaker for this brewery. This is a good gimmicky little upcharge they got going here.
The other thing was, you take bundles of hops in your hand and whip mm-hmm. your partner. That can't be. These are made up things. This isn't an upcharge anything. This doesn't exist. I don't think this exists.
No, it's an upcharge. I'm saying they get you in with the low beer prices and they say, while you're here, why don't you try out our beer bath? Oh, that sounds fun.
I don't think they have a beer bath. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, you don't think it's a real
thing? I don't think this is a real thing that this brewery established or has at their place. I think this was completely made up to have a good scene on The Bachelor.
Why'd they have that wood bath then? They bring that in?
Bachelor's got wood baths.
That's true.
It's probably the same one they had the oatmeal in from a couple seasons ago.
They do have a big truck that goes around the world with all the wood soaking tubs.
All the tubs. Wood tubs. Tub. You're telling me the hops body tap? The steps were, take the bundles of hops. I wrote down the steps because they showed the car. They had each section had a card because it was such a unique thing that no one would know what to do.
We need instructions.
Take the bundles of hops in hand and gently tap against your partner's back. Gradually increase the intensity of the hops based on your partner's desired pressure. I mean, these were printed off a printer that morning. These aren't real. These aren't real things you can do if you go to this brewery. You can't soak in the beer.
I think you can. What a waste of beer, too. I don't know how many beers that is.
They rubbed each other like they did massage type deal. And they both seemed to not enjoy it, what they were rubbing into it, because it wasn't a real...
Felt like sandpaper.
Yeah, he said it felt like sandpaper. Yeah.
They're having a fun time.
Was the beer hot or cold, you think? They heat
room
that
temp.
Up?
Disgusting room, temp room beer? Temperature beer.
Okay, that's got to smell awful.
Yeah. I think he leaned down, he smelled it, he goes, I drink that. Like, you don't have to... We get it. You like beer.
Yeah.
Cool guy, Johnny.
Johnny was doing the whole I like beer thing.
Yeah,
like,
oh,
he loves
beer,
a good IPA.
Match made in heaven. You know?
Loves a good fucking stinky IPA. That's Johnny.
Yeah, I bet Johnny likes IPAs. Get out of town. Okay, another date night in a church.
Yeah, what's going on here? They removed
these
all
pews
the pews
out of here,
this
yeah.
time, and there was no pews in sight.
Johnny, hey, how about Johnny? A little open it up. Didn't see that coming, given his persona from the beer date.
Yeah.
Cool
guy
beer
Johnny.
Guy.
Cool beer guy Johnny.
Yeah. Johnny be good. No, but Johnny, real life Johnny, struggles with confidence and depression.
Yeah.
Gabby, of course, reciprocates. She's good at that.
Yep.
Meets people where they're at.
She struggled with anxiety and depression a lot in her life as well. There were some, you know,
connections
shared
formed.
Experiences there.
Yes. She also doesn't think Johnny has opened up to many people like that before, so it felt special to her. I went into this date thinking, oh, they didn't even show us him getting the card. I don't know anything about Johnny. I feel like Johnny will be the first to get a send home on the one-on-one date of the season.
Oh, okay.
I thought he wasn't getting the rose.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
But this went well enough. Yeah. She gleefully offered him the rose.
See, I still took this as not a great date for him. For a couple reasons. One being, after she gave him the group date, or after she gave him the date rose, they went outside and didn't really have anything to do. Like, she
That's
didn't have anything planned.
That's why you thought it wasn't a good date?
Yeah, where's the concert for my top people? You guys go out there
square.
And just frolic in the space and
They're
kiss
frolicking.
A couple times. We're not even going to have fireworks? Where's the plan? This state stinks. We went to a brewery, did a fake massage thing, and then had a dinner in a church.
It seems like the activities were meatball activities. That's the kind of date you take meatball on.
They just ran around, frolicked in the streets.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to be doing? I don't take Johnny as a real contender. That's what I'm telling you here.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But not because there weren't fireworks after the date.
I mean, if my lead didn't plan anything for me, didn't care about it enough, you're probably not one of the contenders.
That's probably a more reasonable way to look at it. Because let's say Gabby doesn't have strong feelings for Johnny, which I don't think she does.
Yeah.
You can't not give Johnny the rose after they discuss what they discuss and share, you know, their common experiences together. You can't be like, having said that, I'm not into you, no rose. Yeah, that's just not how that is ever going to go.
No.
So it was successful. I'm not sure it moved him into a new tier, if you will.
No. Didn't do anything for me.
Didn't do anything. Cocktail party. Big question mark. Will Logan get a rose? Does Gabby really like Logan? If you're a Gabby contender, do you need to be quaking a little bit? What'd you make of Nate and Gabby's one-on-one time?
These two can't keep their lips off each other, Rim.
Well, what about the gift first?
They couldn't even get to the gift, really, before the lips were locked. She gives him a gift, Belgium chocolates for your daughter. Listen, I'm going to eat those before they
those
get to
her. Those are making it back those to are, America. I'm sorry.
Not, I am very sorry, Gabby. This is thoughtful, but I'm not. Those chocolates, those Belgium chocolates are not making it back to her. I am sorry.
Well, that's what you say. Actually,
I already got her.
We don't do chocolate. She can't take chocolates. It's all hyped up. I'll take care of this for her. Thank you, though.
But it was thoughtful. Nate was even more into her than he was before.
He was touched.
When you think of my daughter, wow, huge. And then they cannot keep their lips off each other. I wrote here, wow, wow, wow. These two, wow.
That's this was my, hey, are you two going to talk question
mark. I was in the moment as I'm watching them make out. Wow. Yeah.
Justin and her snuggling a little bit. Eric and Gabby talking.
Who did you say?
Justin.
I don't think that's the right name.
Makes her feel special.
I don't think there's a Justin remaining on this show.
Oh, here we go again. What's the guy's name? Jason.
Jason. You're talking Jason.
But Jason is.
People are going to think this is a gag.
No, it's not a gag.
This happens
so
often. I promise.
That's why I'm not laughing. I'm not enjoying it, actually.
There were Justins on the show. I don't think either of them are here anymore.
Who was snuggling with Gabby?
Well, Gabby and Michael played like soccer in a terrible spot to play soccer. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. This guy's name is Jason. It's Jason. Yeah.
Jason.
Yeah. There's no Justin. That's fine. Mistakes happen in notes.
Those are close names.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we caught it quick.
Nothing to see here. Move along.
They played soccer. Gabby and Michael, going back to those two, they played soccer.
Yeah. And she kicked it off the boat.
In a where dinner's held. I don't even understand what they were doing. Why don't you go to a better spot for this?
Logan was talking a little bit about how important this cocktail party was for him. That's when they did the fish slapping. Do I recall that correctly?
Yeah.
And that's kind of that. The cocktail party's over. That was that. There was no Rachel footage.
Yeah, there was no Rachel footage.
Rachel's cocktail party, in the eyes of the viewer, was canceled, effectively, because we didn't see any of it.
Yeah, it was.
All right, here we go with the rose ceremony, unless you have anything else.
Logan and her kissed. Long kiss after the fish thing. Mm. That was interesting.
His first kiss since he switched.
No, I don't got anything. No.
Rose ceremony. Meatball going for broke with those glasses, trying out a new look. One last shot from
just
Meatball.
Trying out some things.
They seem like a little, it's a gradient tint.
Never seen that before.
Day roses were Avon from Rachel, of course, and Johnny from Gabby on their one-on-ones. Then Tino from Rachel's group and Nate's from Gabby's group.
Yep.
The roses at the ceremony were Gabby to Jason. Right? Now you got me wondering. His name's Jason.
Jason, yep.
Rachel to Zach. Gabby to Spencer. Rachel to Tyler, Gabby to Eric, Rachel to Ethan, which ends Meatball's run, and then Gabby to Logan. Last rose to Logan. Gabby had gave the first and last rose. She gave one more rose than Rachel.
Yes. So she has one more person here, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Wonder so there's an extra that. Rose and it went to Logan. You could look at it that way.
That was a Logan rose. Why else would she have extra people?
No reason.
Other than Logan.
Mm-hmm.
This is a kind of a weak exit for Meatball. It's supposed to be like the funny guy of the season. It was almost nothing.
They posted a clip of him on social that was quite funny. There was no time for these shenanigans and hijinks on this season, but he got a date card that was from Rachel on the boat after. It wasn't a real date card. It was a chores card. It was like, here, since you rejected my rose and came crawling back, do these chores. It was a funny bit. He was like cleaning the poop deck and polishing silverware and stuff.
So this
was
gag
like
stuff. A week ago?
It might have been, yeah.
Okay. That's funny.
So
Meatball has a place here in this here universe.
No doubt.
No his question about
his
that.
Name will take him a long way.
His name alone, I don't know if he's anything good. I mean, all he did was the meatball bath, which was funny. But that would be funny on anybody.
Yeah, let's not
so
minimize
I don't know.
The fact that he poured sauce over his bare chest.
I'm
going to
minimize
good...
it. I'm just saying that's if that's not his doing. Like, he's not being funny there. That would be funny on anybody. You pour marinara sauce on anybody, it's going to be funny. That's a prop comedy. I don't know if I enjoy his personality at all.
Yeah, he's willing
I just
to
don't
do
know
whatever,
yet.
Though.
But with a name like Meatball, you're going a long way.
You'll find Meatball in Paradise,
yeah.
Talking to crabs and stuff. Doing
eating meatballs. He's the meatball yep. Gags in Paradise.
Meatballs
loads
on the beach, classic combo.
Meatballs on the beach, yep.
No roses were Meatball, Michael, and Mario. Also, a you know, in like a lion, out like a lamb for Mario.
Yeah.
First impression rose to nada. There was
kinda
a bit of
crazy.
Logan doing some gloating after the fact, if you want to call it that. It wasn't like villain gloating, but it was... He was proud of himself. He was like, she gave me the first impression, Rose, even though I just showed up. These other guys have been here for so long. Now, if you look at it like they... You want to call that a producer, Rose? I think there's a case to be made. It was an extra Rose. They
extra
threw
Rose for no reason, yeah.
Anything else on that?
No. I don't think so.
Updated rosters. Rachel has Avon, Tino, Zach, Tyler, and Ethan. Gabby has Johnny, Nate, Jason, Spencer, Eric, and Logan. Here's what I want to say about Logan.
Okay.
What actually transpired here? Start to finish. 32 guys show up. All are encouraged to pursue both leads. The leads eliminate just 3 people on night 1, leaving us with 29 guys in episode 2.
The twins and the magician.
Logan receives a group date rose from Rachel on a night that he connected with both leads. And then the next rose ceremony, the leads deliver roses, quote, from both of us.
And Logan got one, yeah.
I think he might have already...
Or maybe
I think
he already
that,
had one.
That,
he already probably
I don't know for
one.
Sure, but the point is they're...
Doesn't matter, yeah.
The context of the season is we're delivering roses. They're from both of us. Keep pursuing both of us.
Keep pursuing both of us. Yeah.
Then the format changes. And accepting a rose suddenly means you're committing to a lead. Which it should have been the whole time, in our view. There are a million different ways you could do this. They did it the exact wrong way. Not only that, the cocktail party that night was canceled. So if there were any contestants who have some interest in both, they were not given the opportunity to get on the same page with the lead and choose a path.
Studio shut down.
Any one of those guys who thought for 2 seconds about how that rose ceremony was going to go... knew that Rachel and Gabby split them up beforehand, so rejecting a rose obviously was going to end up with you leaving the show. It was never going to give you an opportunity to pursue the other. Logan accepted that rose from Rachel, rose number 1.
Okay.
Then he accepted the cruise ship rose ceremony rose from Rachel. After that cocktail party, after he didn't talk to her at the cocktail party because it was cut short because of the guy with the dog. Dying dog. Who, by the way, is alive. We'll get to that later. So how this, given how this played out, I'm not sure what else Logan was supposed to do here.
That dog's still alive.
The dog's still alive. It has an Instagram. May have all been a ruse.
Okay. Okay.
We'll get to that. But what, I mean,
what was he supposed to do?
What was Logan going to do otherwise? Should he have said something at the rose ceremony and rejected her there? I think that would have been a disaster. That would have been much worse than how this played out. You could argue that this was the best way he could have handled it if he was dead set on going.
The only thing I could see him possibly doing is an outside the show format meetup with one or both of them before the second rose. The second rose is the problem, I think, for people.
Yes.
I think maybe he could have found some time, but they canceled the rose. He wanted to talk to her at that rose ceremony, so it was tough. It's tough. I don't know that he made any... Like, you don't just want to leave the show if you're him or anybody. Everyone wants to be on this show as long as possible, right?
Yes.
He did what you had to do that and to continue a relationship with Gabby. I don't know that there was any other options for him to actually continue a relationship with Gabby if that was his goal. But accepting that second rose is where you open yourself up to a little criticism.
No doubt.
Because she specifically said this, you're accepting it from Rachel specifically. Now, I don't know that he had any options in that moment to carry on with the show. So I don't know what else he was supposed to do.
For the record, I don't think he's that interested in either of them. I think he was presented with an opportunity to play a pivotal role in the season and is happy to take it.
Sure.
I think the format was designed. They wanted this to happen. This was a designed outcome.
The problem is it was bad for the leads, but it was also bad for him. Let's say Logan actually all along wanted Gabby. If he wanted to actually pursue Gabby, they didn't give him a chance to talk to anybody.
He was prevented from doing that.
He wasn't able to talk to anybody about it. So he had to just keep taking these roses so he can continue on the show. Otherwise, his chance is over anyways. It's bad setup for everybody.
I think they said, hey, you can be the guy that switched his teams. Yeah. Everyone's going to hate you because they need guys for the audience to hate. That's a key to this franchise.
Do you think
he was
that?
Like, yeah, sure. Do I think he's what?
Do you think he's hated?
I don't know. I would assume so.
I don't think he is. I don't think people take him as a bad guy right now. The vibe I'm getting online is not one of fuck him.
Fuck Logan.
Fuck Logan. That's not the vibe I'm getting.
I think that was probably
for that
intention.
Reason.
They probably thought
he would be. I don't know that I've seen much of that.
Well, maybe yeah. I'm raging against the straw man here. Maybe everything I said
be.
Is irrelevant.
You might
by
be.
The case.
It was a bad format for both sides. That's what it comes down to.
It's terrible. Terrible. Okay.
So where we've ended is neither of us are.
I'm not bent out of shape about it. I thought
not
it was
bent
silly.
Out of shape about anyone's. Choices.
No, I'm bent out of shape about the season.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
All right, quick, I'll do the power rankings. These are mine only. AB's probably just going to agree. That's the way this season's been going. It's not that hard. Gabby, we'll start with at the bottom six. Spencer, non-factor. Johnny, five. Pretty low for a successful one-on-one.
I kind of wonder if Spencer gets a good one-on-one if he's the late riser here, Rim.
Maybe.
I see some potential there for Spencer.
That's a shake your hand, yes sir, no sir. Spence, date my sister, buddy.
Yeah,
respect.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Johnny, stay away.
I don't know.
I don't know. Number four, Jason. Number three, Logan, only because I think it's storyline. He's kept around for storyline. And then two, the only two that I think can win Gabby's heart are Eric, number two, and number one, Nate, at this point.
Okay.
Nate, Eric, Logan, Jason, Johnny, Spencer. Any quibbles?
No problems there. No.
All right.
Absolutely not.
Rachel Suter's pretty obvious. The only thing is maybe between two and three. Ethan, five. Tyler, four. Zach, three. Aven, two. Recency bias. Tino, one.
Yeah. Can't argue. I was just looking at the cast pictures here, and no, there's nothing to chew on there. I get those are obvious power rankings. I was looking at the cast pictures, and I cannot believe that race car driver's not here. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
That cute kid? That's the next Joe. You want to talk about next Joe's? It's the race car driver, Jordan V.
What was that guy's name? Jordan V.
27-year-old drag racer from Georgia.
Yeah.
Race car, great career.
Race car.
It's great race car. He has a great race car. I don't say that next Joe. I don't take that lightly, saying next Joe.
Yeah, I glossed that over it personally. I shouldn't have. That was a big deal, what you
That's
said.
That's a big deal, and I mean it. I think he has that type of potential to be that type of fan favorite when he shows up in Paradise. Obviously, he will show up in Paradise.
Do you have a tag team duo champion? I don't. It's not something I think about. I made a big deal about this segment coming to the season. It's not something that crosses my mind when I'm watching.
No, nope, nope.
All right, vacated. Title's vacated. Let's get to the mailbag. Last week's question was, which roster of guys would you want Team Rachel or Team Gabby, and your criteria could be anything? I'll tell you right now, we didn't get a lot of answers to that. Most of the mailbag stuff we got was about the dog, I'm pretty sure.
You don't always come up with great questions.
No, no, we don't.
That's the thing you need to realize. Sometimes I'm going to bomb.
319 area code. Gabby definitely has the best group. They're the funniest group and can all joke around with her. Even nervous Jason. Jason's a little bit of nervous Nelly.
Also, I don't know why you had to throw him down for that.
Well, guys, the nervous guy. I don't know. This is from anonymous. Also, Avon for sure is the next Bachelor. He's hot, and we haven't heard him say one word. Of course, this is before the episode. Just saw him make out with Rachel one time.
Is that a spoiler?
Thank you, 319.
That's got spoiler
vibes.
No,
but there's someone in
me.
Here. I'll know when I get to him. Might be this next one. Saying they're not spoiled, that's absolutely spoiled.
I don't know. That certainty for a guy that hasn't spoken yet, it being the next Bachelor,
even the next Bachelor.
Like, I've never gotten Bachelor vibes from that guy. How's he going to carry a season? Do you know something?
Did that change based on the date?
No.
Okay.
No.
Lindsay from Toronto. I'm choosing Rachel's team over Gabby's team because I think Rachel's team has more legitimate contenders. Rachel is already head over heels for Tino. She had a great connection with Zach and Tyler, and I think a strong connection with Avon is coming up soon based on their vibe so far. On Gabby's side, I only really see Nate and Jason as being legitimate contenders. Eric gives me bad vibes and doesn't seem that into Gabby, while Logan is a bit of a mess. In parentheses, assuming he ends up on her team.
Spoiler.
Other than that, she doesn't seem to have good connections with anyone else. I personally like Nate and Jason best overall, so hopefully quality over quantity for our girl Gabby. Thank you, Lindsay. Mandy from Texas, Team Gabby. Nate is great, and also everyone else just seems more grounded than Rachel's team. Absolutely do not want Logan. Get out of here.
Ooh.
Thanks, Mandy. Nick from Malden, Mass. Massachusetts. I prefer, well, this is MA as a postal code, and then I said Mass and then realized, I don't know, that was a little too casual. Never even been there. I prefer Gabby's team by a lot. Rachel is out here fielding the Nets. She's losing players left and right, and I wouldn't be surprised if Logan Simmons has an injury taking him out of the next game. You're right about that, Nick. Gabby's team has a good mix of stars and role players and look like the dream team for anyone looking to beat the trade deadline. Thank you, Nick.
Who's the Kevin Durant on that team? Just blowing shit up.
Well, this was written before that, I assume. But if we were to compare anyone on...
I know, I'm asking you.
Nobody. There's no player of that quality that
okay.
is now demanding a trade. Like I said, Logan is KCP. He's not an all-star.
Okay.
Now let's head into the other. So we actually got a lot more texts about Rambo than that, like way more texts about the dog, Hayden's dog, than the actual mailbag question. Most of them were conspiracy theories about Rambo being dead by the time Hayden showed up on set. which is why he brought the duck with him, as the theory goes.
Yeah, we didn't talk about the duck. He's like, this is the dog's favorite toy. Here it is.
Why would you bring that?
It's like, why would you have that?
Doesn't make any sense.
The dying dog needs its favorite toy.
Isn't that suspicious? Isn't that suspicious? You could extend that theory if Rambo's dead. Then you could have everything all ready to announce the night the episode aired. Well, you all just met Rambo. Sad to report he recently passed. Talk about a social media bonanza if Hayden pulled that off. But Rivka from Colorado tells us that Rambo's fine. He's alive. And he has an Instagram. Probably wasn't even sick. That's my new theory. So thank you to everyone who wrote in about Rambo. Alex and Bug in Madison, Wisconsin. No spoilers, but my husband and I think that Tino is going to be the Tyler Cameron of this season. AB says so-and-so is going to be Grocer Joe. That's huge proclamation. This is similarly large from Alex and Bug. He seems very genuine and down-to-earth and respectful like Tyler. And like Tyler, it will ultimately lead him to being her second pick. Thank you, Alex and Bug. Wholeheartedly disagree. I don't think
he has the chops. He doesn't have the it.
No.
Tyler popped.
Tyler popped. I didn't like Tyler early on. Not I didn't like him. I thought he was full of shit.
Of course.
Early on. Yeah. He came off as like, you know.
Anyone that cool and that good looking is like, okay, what's the catch, pal?
Suspiciously like saying all the right things. He was just being over the
what's
top.
What's the catch,
like,
buddy?
Yeah.
You're not going to trick me, Tyler Cameron.
Turns out there's no catch.
Real deal. It's a real deal.
Katie from Chicago. I agree that there are no standout guys from this season for Bachelor. I saw a suggestion on TikTok this week, so I can't take credit for the idea, that maybe they should do a double Bachelor season next and have Greg and Andrew S. be the Bachelors. I've seen them together on social media, and they would be a lot of fun together.
Listen, guys, we have seen what happens when you do a dual Bachelor-Bachelorette season. What are we? I don't care how good of chemistry the leads have. These two have good chemistry together. They genuinely seem like they're good friends and get along. You can't do it again.
Well, in that scenario, I would hope they would have a better, just a radically different setup.
I don't want to even risk that happening.
Yeah.
No.
You don't trust that they can.
If you're going to do it, just do two seasons. I don't care.
This is from Shiara. I've worked on cruise ships for 5 years, and I'm so excited they're on one. The Virgin ships are fantastic. I have a few friends working for them and can confirm they chartered the whole ship. This actually used to happen quite often, not for TV shows, but for companies usually. Guest cabins, AB, have definitely changed in the last 20 years. Nowadays, most ships have a higher percentage of balcony rooms than insides or ocean view. I think it was a great idea to do a season on it and believe it would have been fantastic during the pandemic when ships were sitting in empty ports anyway, empty imports. This specific ship was booked up, and when they made the deal with ABC, they contacted all booked guests to inform them their cruises were canceled. Obviously refunded and probably gotten deals on other trips, but
sure.
What a way to lose your trip. A ship this size normally would have a crew of 1,000 to 1,200 people. A crew.
Crew.
That's how big they are.
I mean, it's a giant ship. You saw that ship.
Shiara thinks they were probably all kept on board since filming wasn't, you know, it's not worth disembarking and then putting them all back on if you're only gone for, you know, 2 weeks maybe.
Sure.
Thank you for that cruise ship insider knowledge.
Great info.
Julia from Cambridge, Massachusetts. I have been meaning to write in about Roby since the first episode. In February 2021.
The magician?
Roby
again?
Well, you be the judge.
Okay. Is this Roby for a second time writing in?
In February 2021, pre-vaccines for most people, my uncle turned 75 and my dad wanted to make his birthday special despite it having to be virtual. So he hired a magician for a Zoom magic show, and it was Roby.
Let me
tell you, my expectations could not have been lower. I mean, I'm in my mid-20s and had to go to a magic show on,
on
Zoom.
On Zoom, yeah. That's bad.
And I was mad because I had to miss an episode of The Bachelor. Well, I should have been mad because the Zoom magic show was actually amazing.
Oh.
My jaw was on the floor with some of the things Roby could do. And my cousin's children were super into it.
Imagine the tricks you could do on Zoom.
Yeah, you get away with a lot of shit. Take it off camera.
Get away with anything on Zoom.
And my cousin's children were super into it. The whole thing was truly impressive. Roby is the real deal, and I really hope he comes to paradise. Thank you, Roby's sister. From Julia from Cambridge. No, that if that's a real story, which I believe it is, very sweet. And also took me on a ride. She was like, man, I'm not going to this BS magic show. Turns out the guy knocked the socks off.
A lot of firsthand accounts of
you guys should see Roby live
that are pro Roby. I mean,
it's interesting. It is a pattern at this point. Okay, B, do you have a good question for next week?
Yeah, I want to know what people think about the Logan situation. We went at length today about Logan, if he made the right decision, if he did something wrong. Give us your opinions on it, please.
Sound off. 773-234-7794. Sound off on the Logan situation. I think we're all under the impression he's not going to win Gabby's final row, so it's...
I don't know. Something there. A little chemistry's there between those two. I don't know yet. I don't know. It's possible.
773-234-7794. A quick Rose League scoring update. Another bad week for Rim.
Oh, buddy. AB? Horrible week for me.
NA? Did you do an NA
no,
again?
No. I might as well have.
What'd you get?
I was 812th out of 860.
Yikes. I mean...
54 points.
Down that low, I feel like it's because people didn't pick six total. They didn't fill out the roster, and they submitted anyway.
I don't know what happened.
Well, it's going to be that time of the season. 28 people tied for first. Congrats. This week's two sticker winners. Team HJAFF. HJAFF. And Team Soulja Boy Tellum.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, HJAFF and Soulja Boy.
Good job.
Send us a message. Let us know what sticker you want and where we should send it. Okay, Bachelor headline of the week, AB.
It's a little barren out there right now. A lot of spoilers, a lot of Bachelor in Paradise spoilers trickling around. Be careful out there, folks. Be careful. You don't want to see Bachelor in Paradise spoilers right now. That would be horrible. Okay.
Did you? Sounds like you did.
No, it's close. I was close. Almost clicked on one, trying to see the cast. Almost clicked on some spoilers.
Don't do that.
Almost. I really want to see this cast. They were going to tell me who is from this season on there, but that would be spoilers for this and for Bachelor in Paradise. I almost clicked it. Just a little fun thing here from people. Jared and Ashley started a Bachelor-themed cafe that includes fun nods to the franchise. Okay?
Is this like the Saved by the Bell pop-up?
I don't think it's a pop-up. I think they own a restaurant now, and it's Bachelor-themed. A must-go-to for any Bachelor fan in Rhode Island, which we... I don't know. Do we need to get there?
Well, we have
What's
enough listeners now
Island?
That we have to pretend we need to get everywhere just so that we don't
offend
anybody.
What's the deal with Rhode
anybody?
Island? I feel like I'd... It sounds cool, though. Bachelor-themed, they do events for Bachelor every week where
if you're a bar, you associate yourself with a certain college. So they have the monopoly on Bachelor Watch events in the
area.
They
do Bachelor Watch events where tons of people come and they answer questions during the breaks and do meet and greets after with Jared and Ashley. And other Bachelor Nation people have showed up.
So this is like the max for Bachelor, former Bachelor Nation people.
It's almost like, I don't know, almost like a Hall of Fame of like the Bachelor. Like there'll be memorabilia. You might see a couple Bachelor people there. It's like the Hall of Fame of the Bachelor or the Museum of Bachelor. Serena and Joe were there, it looks like. Yeah.
Whoa, all the stars.
Going on there. Listen,
all
the stars came out. You want to see some Bachelor stars get up to Rhode Island.
All right, that's all I got. Anything else? Do you have? How about that Jed White update you've been promising? That was the Jed White music.
Completely forgot about that again. That's going to be something that's teased for the rest of the season. There's no situation where I think throughout the week, oh, I need to do that Jed Wyatt update. There's no scenario. Unless I do it right now as I'm remembering it, I'm going to forget about it instantly. I'm never going to remember that. We'll see. Might be next week.
All right. Well, stick around next week. Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for listening to us this season. We appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.